Winnie the World loves Argentina.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. It looks like you're getting ready to go to a rodeo at the South Pole. What are you doing with a penguin?
The country I'm going to talk about today has cowboys and penguins.
Wait a minute. Penguins live where it's really, really cold, and cowboys round up cattle and work where it's usually warm. So, does one country have both?
Yes, it does. The country is called Argentina.
Where is Argentina located?
It's located in South America.
South America? I thought penguins lived at the South Pole.
They do, but they also live in Argentina, because Argentina is very close to the South Pole. Argentina begins in the middle of South America and goes south for more than 2,000 miles, almost to the South Pole.
That's very interesting, Winnie. Because Argentina is so far south, it's cold enough for penguins to live there. But you also said Argentina has cowboys. What is the rest of Argentina like?
Every part of Argentina is different. Because Argentina is so long, it has just about every kind of weather. The cowboys live in the center part, where it's flat and the weather is warmer.
Are these Argentinian cowboys like our American cowboys?
The cowboys in Argentina are called gauchos, and they are a lot like our American cowboys. They herd cattle just like our cowboys do.
Have missionaries ever gone to Argentina to tell the people about God's love and that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world?
Yes. In 1910, a young lady named Alice Wood went all by herself to Argentina. God called her as a missionary to reach the people.
That's how God reaches people around the world. He calls boys and girls and men and women to go and share the good news about Jesus. We must all keep our hearts open to God's call and be willing to go.
That's right. Alice Wood obeyed God's call, and God used her to start the missions work in Argentina. It was hard work at first, because the people didn't want to hear about God. But slowly, more and more people gave their lives to Jesus. Today, over 1 million people attend Assembly of God churches.
That's really exciting, Winnie. And to think that all of this is because one young lady was willing to say yes to God's call and go to Argentina to tell the people about Jesus. One person can make a big difference.
And that's not all. The people in Argentina are so excited about Jesus that they have started sending out their own missionaries. They have sent out more than 150 missionaries to dozens of different countries around the world. They even started their own BGMC program for the kids.
What has BGMC done in Argentina?
BGMC has done a lot. BGMC has provided children's ministries, equipment and supplies, evangelism materials, Royal Ranger materials, helps print a quarterly magazine, and helps with the Argentine Missions Program.
This is so amazing, Winnie. Thank you for coming today and sharing with us about Argentina. Thank you for reminding us about how important it is to keep our hearts open to the call of God. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever you see a cowboy or a penguin, remember to pray for the people of Argentina and our missionaries there. Sing with me as I go. Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus.